be they're gonna do something.
Do something.
And
we just want to say thank you to everybody who is listening tonight, and especially if you stayed in and continued to listen through our struggle of the aux. But yeah, it's been a fun night, and I hope you all enjoyed the show.
Yep, this has been Naomi and Nicole on WMFO Medford Freeform, and we'll see you all next
Friday
Thursday
morning.
Evening slash Friday morning at 2 a.m. Here we go. And I hope you all have a great night. Please enjoy.
It's been real.
Forever, just you in the grotto with nothing but your nights on. Keep the fucking lights on, same again tomorrow. We don't need no bottle, purple color lip gloss, room at the saguaro. Ain't nowhere I would rather be, right between your holidays. Coffee on the Flintstones, jewelry on the ottoman. Baby, let me in, for I get way too adamant about it. Love the way you shiver, dig into my shoulder blades. Feel it when you quiver, higher level elevate. You could be the renegade, body to a glide. Harrison and Juliet, legends never die. The TV hasn't worked in ages, probably got a shorter cable. Way too busy fucking on the sofa or the kitchen table. Is my vision hazy? You look like you're someone famous, 'cause you're the next Drew Barry. I want more, and all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. 'Cause you're the next Drew Barry, and I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for, 'cause you're something like the summer, kinda like a hurricane, sweeping through the desert. Hot Americana rain, falling wearing nothing but my Lauryn Hill shirt. It's kinda baggy on you, baby, but it worked. The AC hasn't worked in ages, I could probably read the label. Way too busy fucking on the counter or the coffee table. Am I hallucinating? Why do you look hella famous? 'Cause you're the next Drew Barry, and I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. 'Cause you're the next Drew Barry, and I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. I wanna make every single moment for you great. Fly away to Cairo or LA. Girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time. I wanna make, every single moment for you great, fly away to Cairo or LA, girl, I want it, I don't wanna waste time. 'Cause you're the next Drew Barry, and I want more, and all these other girls keep wondering what I fuck with you for. You're the next Drew Barry, and I want more. And all these other girls keep wondering what the fuck with you for.
Used to be a fool, all about the bouncing master.
gorillas in the boss dog, planet of the apes. Revolution will be televised, and the pollution from the ocean, now with devotion, push peace and keep it in motion. Kids, gather around, yeah, I need your focus. I know it seems like the world is so hopeless. It's like Wonderland. Now fascinate me, picture and animate me, cause I'm rolling, heat holding, click clacking, crack a lacking, full packing, more stacking, acting a fool when I teach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Mirror, mirror on the wall, boss dog, give it to us. Get involved, turn it up, speed it up, slow it up. Underground, buddy, under us, undercut. Shipped up, chipped out, swimming with the sharks with my gills up. Turn the wheels up real tough, drinking lemonade in the shade, getting blade with a gang of peel grub. Yeah, this is my path. Belly flopping, locking while I'm rocking in the bubble bath. And I'm just like math, four zones added up to get you more cash. Yeah, so quick, so fast, all the kids say they love me when I make them laugh. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Yeah. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach. Welcome to the world of the plastic beach.
Welcome to the world of the plastic beach, everybody.
Plastic brains.
You're listening to...
Welcome to...
91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
In Medford.
Tufts Freeform Radio.
It's a very special evening tonight. We're doing our classic yearly, maybe semesterly in the future. You never know.
I hope so.
Well, hopefully. I mean, hopefully bi-weekly. I mean, that's what I
you want to do bi-weekly?
Maybe not bi-weekly, but one every month or something like that.
Tri-weekly. Like one every 3 weeks.
In any case.
Semi-weekly, actually. Like two every week?
Album review radio show where each of us goes through and picks an album that they really love and that they enjoy and that they feel like, in a part, defines who they are, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah, no, definitely.
Yeah, 100%.
And we talk about it. We play some songs from it. We play our favorite tracks. We get people in on the discussion.
Yep.
If anybody over the course of the nights wants to call in and talk about Gorillaz' Plastic Beach and what it means to them and why they think it's good or why they think it's bad, maybe, please do. But I think it's good.
Benny's pick, right? Yeah.
This is my pick.
Yeah, this is
last time it was Scott with
Blonde.
Yep,
with Blonde. Yeah.
The last time that I was here, no.
Yeah. So I think
Benny's opinion on this album is what, like, start us out, like,
to be honest,
do you remember the first time you listened to this album?
I do remember the first time I listened to this album.
Paint that picture.
It was in my dad's 2005 Infiniti G35X.
Oh, so this is in a vehicle.
I first listened to this album in my dad's car. He bought it on CD when it came out in 2010, and I listened to it. He was like, "Did you hear this new Gorillaz? It's got Snoop Dogg on it." And I was like, "Who's Snoop Dogg?"
And 2010 though.
Yeah, it was 2010.
That's believable.
You didn't know who Snoop Dogg was?
That's fair.
No, I knew who Snoop Dogg was. He was Snoop
vastly
Dogg,
outshadowed by Eminem at the time. 12 years old.
I didn't know what it meant at the time.
Yeah, he didn't know the meaning of Snoop.
But yeah, those opening two tracks, orchestral intro into Welcome to the World of the Plastic Beach, I think one of the best combo of opening tracks on any album I've ever heard.
I honestly agree. Like, first time hearing this album today, I that's the best way to open an album.
Like, yeah, I like really appreciate albums that set the scene for you and don't pretend to, you know, sort of expect
it's just,
it.
Yeah,
it's Welcome to Plastic Beach.
It's
this is our thing.
I mean, this album,
Welcome to our mind and like our world.
I still haven't listened to it.
Well, you're about it.
Yeah.
This album.
You can get my first.
First, Gus is here for the first impressions.
First impressions live.
Gus is the Big Quint reacts.
Oh, I love Big Quint. Big Quint.
You gotta love people that react to things.
But Big Quint does it the best.
Yeah, he's great.
He reacts. The
he
best.
Reacts the most.
He reacts better than anyone else. Reacts.
No, but he like breaks chairs. Like, but like on accident.
From bouncing.
Yeah, he's like. Right. I just broke my... Yeah, literally, yeah. He breaks chairs. back to the album. I was about to say, I think this album really is really good at setting the scene, like, again and again. Like, setting mental images of, like, the beautiful
auditory
world that they
images.
Created, this plastic beach.
Yeah, we can get into the... What is that? Is that your interpretation of the cinematic universe?
It's raindrops.
I'm really bad at it. Yeah. So that's the sound of the beach.
All right, Scott just stepped out for a moment, but I do want to talk later about the visuals on this album too, because I think the visuals, including the cover art for one, which I think is absolutely
the cover
iconic.
Art is dope.
Can I see it?
Amazing. Yeah, Gus, here is the cover art.
Oh, that's cool.
Can zoom it in for you. There it is.
Nice.
And it comes in a nice blue deluxe version, which we can also pull
up.
If
you're listening, you should pull out your mobile
vinyl.
Smart device.
Oh, yeah.
Look it up.
Just look at the cover. It also came, well, aside from the music videos for this album, which are beautiful, and have a really cool, like, 3D animated, but also very, like, uncanny sort of look to them. I think Dan, you would appreciate them.
What do you mean uncanny?
There's a lot of, well, it might just be the quality of the 3D animation in 2010, but there's some very like creepy looking, sort of robotic looking animations.
Like David Firth creepy?
No, I mean it's 3D.
Oh.
So
okay.
It's like very. I don't know, you kind of have to see it. I'm not doing a good job. Right. But some great music videos.
Luke and I can share a mic.
We just welcome Luke to the studio. Luke,
welcome, Luke.
Say hello.
Hey, Luke.
He's pulling up a chair.
Benny, my dad also had an Infiniti. I was listening in the car on the way over. You look very comfy.
I'm so comfy.
He's got a maroon hoodie, sweatshirt, and forest green.
The drawstrings of that sweatshirt make that sweatshirt.
You're
serious.
Wearing a maroon sweatshirt and carrying a bag of macaroons.
I do have. I have macaroons for everyone because I thought it'd be a nice treat.
Oh,
that we will enjoy outside.
They're mostly crushed.
Yeah, we will not be eating them.
We'll enjoy that outside.
We're not
going
to be eating these in the studio.
No.
I just wanted to bring them here to show everyone.
On the ride back.
Range of colors. Can you
they're
guess the flavors?
Smushed.
Yeah.
They're smushed.
There's a maroon macaroon in there.
Okay, so here's the colors. There's
pistachio.
I don't know how to describe any of those colors.
That one of them is the clear pistachio green.
One of them is...
You're right, that's a pistachio.
Chocolate.
How do you describe that color?
You've got, well... Strawberry. What kind of chocolate? What kind of chocolate are you thinking? Penny?
How many kinds of chocolate? There's dark and milk.
There,
I'm going to go with milk.
There's both dark and milk in this bag.
Oh.
This is dark, this is milk.
Wow.
There's... Wait, no, these are both milk.
But what's the weird pink
No, this
one?
Is dark and this is milk.
All right, nobody cares about this. Let's move on.
I think we should just play the music.
Do we want to play...
Nobody has any idea.
I think we should play a couple more songs. I think we're going to...
Should we go in order?
We're going to go... We're going to go in order, but also skipping some songs.
Mm-hmm.
I think the first half of this album is sort of the meat of it.
Mm.
So I think these three tracks, actually four tracks, honestly. Let's do...
So you've played...
We've played Intro and Welcome to the World.
What's the next?
Well, I'm gonna play Rhinestone Eyes coming up next.
Classic.
Into Stylo, and then we'll pause, and then we'll... continue.
Awesome.
Because I think those the four tracks right in the middle of the album are the strongest. So here we go.
The color of this macaroon is the same as the McDonald's milkshake.
I'm a scary gargoyle on a tower that you made with plastic power. Your rhinestone eyes are like factories far away, where the paralytic dreams that we all seem to keep drive on engines till they weep. With future pixels in factories far away. So call the mainland from the beach. Your pod is now washed up in bleach. The waves are rising for this time of year, and nobody knows what to do with the heat. Under sunshine pylons we'll meet, while rain is falling like rhinestones from the sky. Your love's like rhinestones falling from
big glow of sunshine, Southern Road keeps the storm. Yes, the lantern burn far as easy, and broadcast so raw and easy. Southern Road sunshine, work it out, 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 out.
You just heard Rhinestone Eyes and Stylo off of Gorilla's 2010 album Plastic Beach. For those of you just tuning in, that's the theme of the evening. It's our album, not necessarily review, but discussion night.
Discussion.
Here at Uphill Records Radio, 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Yes, sir.
So we just heard two of my favorite tracks on that album.
The music video for Stylo is really good. I listened to this album for the first time today. and like all the way through. I've heard songs like On Melancholy Hill is like just a childhood song, I think, for all of us.
Yeah.
But I listened to it with
the music videos, like when, like on YouTube. I listened on YouTube. There's like the whole album, and when there was music videos for them, I saw the music videos when they came out.
Mm-hmm.
So I saw this music video. I haven't seen this music video. The only one I remember explicitly is on Melancholy Hill.
It's a great video.
Yeah, really good video. I mean, they're all really good videos, honestly.
Well, like, the video for Stylo is a car chase with Bruce Willis.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And then they're chasing the band, Gorillaz, in a and I think Murdoch is at the for those of you who don't know the animated canon of Gorillaz. There's
I don't know.
There's Murdoch, the bassist, who's the green guy, and he's always like getting in trouble with the law. And then you've got 2D, which is the singer, aka Damon Albarn.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have Russell, the drummer, who was more prevalent back when they were more of a hip hop group back in their first couple albums. And then you got Noodle, the kid who doesn't really do much in terms of music except for like contributes to some songs. But anyways, the music video for Stylo is them driving in a car chase, and that's basically the whole video. But it's just so, I mean, I don't know the first thing about music videos, but it's just the feeling that it gives you, at least it gives me, is just like it's good. It's incredible.
Is it intense?
It's just like every time I watch that video, I just get sucked into the world that they built, especially during this album. For some reason, these sets of music videos and Rhinestone Eyes, which we heard earlier, also was supposed to have a music video for it, and it got cut from their budget, but they still have the storyboard for it.
Our friend George, if you're listening, George, you're not listening, but if you are, but you're not, he is, shouts out to you, he's one of our housemates, who also is a big fan of Gorillaz, and he mentioned the storyboard when I first listened to it, but I was like, I don't want to see no storyboard right now. But yeah,
it was supposed to be the climax of the whole video series that starts with Melancholy Hill, where the gangs are on a cruise ship and they get shot down by bombers. I guess they get bombed by bombers, and then they they wash up on the island of Plastic Beach, where they sort of recover. And
that,
then
see, I had trouble following that music video. Partially because I was just like the song just gave me, like, it was brought back with the song itself, but just I was immersed in the individual, like, scene, like the way they frame the shots, like they spend long times on like facial expressions of the characters, like they like you'll if you watch that back, you'll just get a lot of shots of like just like a facial expression of, I don't remember their names, but of
the characters,
yeah,
the band,
yeah,
the music.
So I just got immersed.
The music and the visuals for Plastic Beach to me are like so grand, like they're kind of like the pinnacle of like the of like a build up of like Gorillaz chronology to me in a way. Like, I don't know, I view this album in the Gorillaz chronology as like the grandest, like biggest
it
thing
is.
They did.
I mean, it was the biggest thing they did. They had so many features. Like, I mean, just scrolling down, well, I can't remember all of them.
Some of these features are crazy. Like, they have a national Arabic orchestra.
Yeah.
And I mean,
the weird flex, but okay.
Ensemble for Arabic music.
Yeah. Something like that.
And
they have Lou Reed.
They're
a very strange track.
I know that at the time, one of their shows, in the tour following this album, was the most, I think it was like at Glastonbury or something, was the most expensive show ever in the history of concerts ever.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
They probably lost money making that show then.
Probably, but
actually they definitely lost money making that show.
But it was like
show.
This whole grand visual like thing that they did to make it happen.
Sort of like operatic.
Yeah, this album definitely has sort of a maximalist feel to it.
Exactly.
And I mean, it comes in, it's a big album. It's 16 tracks. We're only going to get through probably half of them tonight. 57 minutes. It's no joke.
It's a behemoth.
It is. But yeah. But I think what it does really well is by keeping the theme and like the concepts, both like the sound of the album and the consistent synth and electronic drum sound that it has going for it. But also sort of the lyrical content too is really consistent through the album.
Yeah.
It sort of shows you what you can do if you know, when you're writing a song, it's kind of hard because like you can literally make anything, you know, but if you sort of constrain yourself to a certain topic or theme, you can sort of just keep pulling out of that well over and over and over again. And that's kind of limitless, mm-hmm. but you have limitations, you know?
Yeah.
And I think some of the best works of music come out from that method of creativity.
Yeah, and in this case, the themes, I'd say, are the environment and the destruction of. I mean, the whole album is based on the idea that they roll up to an island made entirely out of trash.
Yeah.
And the song that we're about to hear is sort of the other theme, which I think is consumerism on this album.
Definitely.
And those are pretty, like, nowadays, they're pretty popular album themes.
Things to talk about.
To talk about, generally. Especially, well, yeah.
I mean, in general. Understandable, you know, definitely. But it's how well you say it.
Sure. And also the fact that this album came out.
And they say it very well.
The fact that this album came out 8 years ago, it's not insignificant. I think it was one of the first concept albums about the environment and consumerism. And just sort of the way the world is going.
Yeah. To me, it sort of sounded and like played out, like, especially when I was staring at the album cover art when I was listening to this, like a Disney animated or Pixar animated film in like 2038 or something. Just like I could picture.
I buy that.
Just the kind of like vibe, not only of the music but also of the things surrounding the music and. I mean, I don't know what's the official album cover artwork, but I don't know the building mm-hmm. that comes up with the. It just looked like something that like you could see out of like the same production studio that made The Incredibles, yeah. but like 20 years later.
And you got to give the other half of Gorillaz, who's the artist, Jamie Hewlett.
Yeah.
He I think is a big reason why this band took off when they did, just the music videos and the visuals accompanying each of their albums. And I think this one, at least the visuals, strike me the most on this album than the other ones.
I might have mentioned this before, but I just think it's an interesting thing. There's a subsect of people that believe that Jamie Hewlett is Banksy.
Oh, I remember actually talking about this with you.
There's some articles about it, but like.
Yeah.
There are a bunch of like reasons. I forget what they are. I don't have enough information on it. But
was it with you that I was talking about that, Gus?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I think it's pretty crazy.
Yeah,
it's an interesting. I've never heard that.
I mean, like, it makes sense from the perspective of he is a British artist with a who has money and who has kind of a penchant for changing the game a little bit. I mean, Gorillaz.
I wouldn't say that's enough evidence to go on.
Yeah, I would not say because
it's like,
artist.
Oh, there's
no,
only
no,
one
that's not
artist
evidence.
In all of England
that's not
that
evidence.
Can do that.
That's not evidence. that's just like, that's supplementary to the evidence, which
I mean,
I don't remember what the evidence is.
We'll never know. I mean, unless
we do know
something,
eventually.
Something
we definitely could know. Like,
But
we may never know.
Like how long has it been, you know?
I mean, it could stop.
You don't.
Being that
we
long.
Don't remotely know if it's true, and it's been like the man. The, you know, Banksy's been. I don't know how long Banksy's been a
doing.
Thing, but like decades, right? Like at least.
The
like,
reason why
decade,
was because
maybe.
There were a lot of Banksy-related company. I know one of the reasons why was there were a lot of Banksy-related like subsidiary companies that were under the name J. Hewlett. So.
That's interesting.
I mean, I don't know.
Well, we got some more tracks to get through. we're gonna keep going with these this four, which I think is like the meat of the album. We heard Rhinestone Eyes, Stylo, and now we're going to Superfast Jellyfish and Empire Ants, which Empire Ants is one of my favorite tracks.
And we gotta grab Lily for that one.
Yeah, we make. Yeah,
she loves that song.
Okay,
yeah, we're gonna get a special guest, but right. We'll just reveal who that is.
Sorry,
no, it's fine. But like, I don't run the show.
Here's Superfast Jellyfish and then Empire Ants.
This morning, you've got time for a hot home-cooked breakfast. Delicious and piping hot in only 3 microwave minutes.
Are you kidding?
Yo, pretty packages of frosted delights.
Look, it comes with a toy. I like that. I want a number 4, number 6, and throw in a plastic donut.
Just enjoy the gritty crunch. It tastes just like chicken. Wrappers of many bite sizes.
Man, are you freaking blind? It's a rock.
All mixed in the pot full. Mama's homemade from scratch. Well, not quite. Toasted over flames. They be tasting quite right.
All hell King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set. Ready, go. Many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad. We be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's chicken.
Gotta have it super fast.
A whole line of breakfast you've got time for.
Super fast. Super fast, I come in last, but just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, keep it true, forever blue. Good night, Rosetta's aluminum, a crucial fun, aluminum. The sea is radioactive, the sea is radioactive.
All hail King Neptune and his water breathers. No snail thing too quick for his water feeders. Don't waste time with your net. Our net worth is set, ready, go, many know others.
What?
We be the colors of the mad and the wicked. We be bad, we be brick it with the 24-hour sign. Shower mind habits while you dine like rabbits with the crunchy, crunchy carrots.
Oh, that's tricky.
Gotta have it super fast.
Super fast, I come in last. But just in time for breakfast. Keep it true, forever blue. Good night, Rosetta's aluminum. Crucial fun, aluminum. The sea is radioactive. The sea is radioactive.
Don't waste time.
What?
we leave behind. Oh, rising, blows all the shadows.
That was Empire Ants that you just heard. Before that was Superfast Jellyfish in our Plastic Beach tour.
Tastes just like chicken.
Yeah, that song. I love that song.
That song,
Superfast Jellyfish.
Yeah, it's special.
It is. It's definitely got its place in the album. It's definitely like one of those songs that sticks out.
It really
in the
does,
album.
It does stick out.
It sticks out. It would stick out in anything.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like, it adds something. I don't think the album would be the same without it.
Definitely not.
It adds something to it.
All Gorillaz albums have something like that. But I think Superfast Jellyfish is the best version of their weird...
Of whatever that
of
is.
Of whatever that is. Like, there's this, like, Sex Money Party something on the Human song, which I don't like.
Well, that song, I think, is just a trash song.
Exactly. But that's what I'm saying. There's always a weird song, but Superfast Jellyfish is one of the best.
Well, what about on their earlier albums? I mean, I guess you have songs like White Light
on
the first one. They do throw some weird ones in there. But Empire Ants, I think, is just it's one of my favorite songs ever. I think it's just like a very special song.
It's probably my favorite song on the album.
It's definitely my favorite song on the album. Just like, the slow start, like the very quiet start, and then the build into that synth part.
Beautiful, for sure.
And still,
so
like a beautiful vocal melody that Little Dragon comes in with. Like, it's so catchy. It's just like... And it's like rhythmically grooves the song. You
yeah,
know,
it's
just
great.
Works out really well.
Also, just like the imagery of the lyrics.
Elaborate on that.
Okay, she's like little memories marching on like ants. Like I don't know. It's not just good musically. Like the lyrics themselves are really interesting.
Working the machine.
Yeah. working the gears of your brain. Little ants, little parts of your past.
Yeah.
Making you do what you do.
That's true.
It's a beautiful metaphor.
Thanks, God.
I mean, ants are crazy. Like,
let's talk about ants.
They're really strong.
I can say a lot of things about ants.
They're
right
really strong.
I don't think we're gonna talk about it.
We're gonna talk about the gorillas, a different animal.
I think we're trying to get through two or three more tracks if we can. We also got to do this donations PSA real quick. So this is a donations PSA. Why is WMFO Freeform? Well, it's been our tradition now for more than 45 years, and none of us here at WMFO want to see that change anytime soon. Do you?
No.
No. If not, we need your help to keep WMFO Freeform by contributing to our annual donations drive. Anytime before November 14th, go over to donate.wmfo.org to support WMFO in reaching our $5,000 goal. You will even receive a unique thank you gift, a.k.a. swag, T-shirts, mugs,
swag. Stickers.
Stickers.
Swag.
To see more about what our DJs have to say about keeping WMFO Freeform, visit facebook.com/WMFO Medford and share it with your friends using the hashtag keep it freeform.
But can I compliment you?
Keep it freeform.
What? Stuff we
all you have a great radio announcement voice. You have a great PSA voice.
People say that. I don't feel like that's true, but
it's true.
Call in if you agree. 855-915-9636. 855-915-WMFO.
All right, we're going to continue here because we have 12 minutes left and we're trying to get through a few more.
And then we'll talk after.
And then we'll do a little more talking. This one's on Melancholy Hill.
Thank you. than stars, come in black or red. I've seen their worlds inside my head. They connect with the fall of man. They breathe you in, then dive as deep as they can. There's nothing you can do for them. They are the force between. When the sunlight is arising, there's nothing you can say to him. He is in outer heart, and the space has been broken.
That was On Melancholy Hill and Broken.
Yeah.
Off Gorilla's Plastic Beach.
Yeah.
I was just saying, aside to Gus, how I don't know what it is. I don't know what the quality is. It's unquantifiable, maybe. But that kind of vocal melody on Broken, like, Broken. That stuff gets me every time.
There's something about the softness of it, you know?
Yeah. It's the
like
soft
airiness
with like the pop sensibility.
Yeah, that's kind of where Damon excels, is those really like sort of somber, simple.
That's all what I'm about.
Yeah, it's good. It's really good. Yeah.
Hashtag and then, out of love out on streaming platforms today. Scotty Solanox.
Okay, yeah, but the album is really good.
I wish
good.
We could have listened to
we
that.
We got to talk about On Melancholy Hill for a sec, because that song is just, it's an absolute classic.
I think everyone our age, like, there's a place in our hearts that song has a place.
You know, I was when I listened to it earlier today, I hadn't heard it in years, and then I just, like, I heard it, I'm like, oh, I remember this song. Yeah. You know, it was it just like instantly came back to me. I was like, yeah, it's great. That's how you know it actually is a classic, if you haven't listened to it in forever.
Yeah,
and it still strikes you with the same emotions.
I still feel like this album has not aged one bit since it was released.
I mean, it's absolutely.
Like, some of the rap.
Sure, some of the verses
songs
themselves
are like a little. Yeah, I mean,
I don't
know. Because rap has become something so different now, like today, you know?
I would disagree, just because the rapping that is on this album is so concept driven, and it's also so like left field beats. Where like it's like it's not like I wouldn't call the beats that the rappers are rapping on rap in this album.
There's nothing traditional
about
this.
Right. And, you know, you know, sprinkle in the fact that they're British rappers, which is like a whole different...
Not all of them, but some of them are.
Decent amount.
Snoop. Yeah. British Snoop.
British Snoop.
Snoop Dogg.
Yeah. All right, well, we're just about out of time. We're gonna play you guys out with the closing track, Pirate Jet. Thank you for listening. 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. It's Plastic Beach. That's a wrap. It's a really good album.
By
Gorillaz.
By Del, yeah.
Definitely, we did skip over some tracks on this that are not perfect. There's definitely, especially in the last half, Sweepstakes, To Binge, Cloud of Unknowing.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of peters out a little bit, the album at the end.
What were the notables we skipped, though?
The notables, we skipped White Flag.
Yeah, that was
notable. That's a good song.
That is a great song. We skipped Plastic Beach, the title track,
really good
which
song.
Is another really good one.
The Lou Reed one?
Some Kind of Nature?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, skip that one. There's a lot of good ones on this one. Go listen to it if you haven't.
And if you have listened to it again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely. Worth a re-listen for sure.
All right, thanks for listening. We're going to play you out with closing track, Pirate Jet. We'll see you next week.
Peace.
Woo.